angle. C'est magnifique.
Welcome to another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid. That was The Members with Sounds of the Suburbs, recorded in 1979, but it wasn't in fact the single. It was from a Peel session. John Peel, the legendary DJ who embraced the punk movement and other things besides. All the tracks from this show are going to be from between 1977 and 1979 and will be from legendary Peel sessions of the bands of the era. So, moving on with another classic, Ian Dury and the Blockheads. 1977, this is Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
And rock and roll, roll my brain and put it in. sex and drugs and rock and roll. Very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like, sex and drugs and rock and roll, sex and drugs and rock and roll, sex and drugs and rock and roll are very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon, I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what that'll make you pee. They will try their tricky device, trap you with that cordon ring. Put your teeth into a small slice, cake of liberty.
Blockheads there with Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. Now, the beauty of the Peel sessions was that in the studio, bands would often give you a version radically different to the recorded one. This next one is an example. It's Wire from 1978. It appears on the album Chairs Missing in a moodier, slower incarnation. But this is The Other Window. Occasional stairs, coatings on. There with Another Girl, Another Planet, the perennial hit. Before that, it was Wire with The Other Window, both recorded for John Peel in 1978. Now, Mr. Peel, he was open to most things, and he was particularly partial to Mr. John Cooper Clarke, who recorded this session for him, and here's a track called Reader's Wives.
Make a date with the brassy brides of Britain, the altogether ruder readers' wives, who put down their housework and their knitting at the doorway to our dismal daily lives. From Fablon top scenarios of passion, nipples peep through holes in leatherettes, they seem to be saying in their fashion, I'm freezing, Charlie, have you finished yet? In latex pyjamas with bananas going ape, their identities are cunningly disguised by a 6-inch strip of insulation tape. strategically stuck across their eyes. Cold flesh the colour of potatoes in an instamatic living room of sin. All the required apparatus. Too bad they couldn't get her head in. Wives from Inverness to Inner London. Prettiness and pimples coexist. Pictorially wife swapping with someone who's happily married to his wrist.
From Ladies in a Magazine to Magazine, the band spawned from Buzzcocks, with Howard Devoto as lead singer, a session from 1978, and the track The Light Pours Out of Me. We'll be right back. magazine there with The Light Pours Out of Me, recorded for John Peel in 1978. Now, some of these songs, we know the recorded form so well that it's almost a shock to hear the Peel version, even if it's not that different. But it's still a welcome reminder of just how great these bands were. And this one is no exception. It's Joy Division with Transmission.
Thank you.
rectangle. C'est magnifique.
Simple Minds with Premonition, recorded for a John Peel session in 1979. Now, Simple Minds, being half punk and half electronic, acts as a nice gateway drug to a couple of other bands who John Peel championed and invited to his studios in Maida Vale, notably the Human League. And here's a Peel session version of the celebrated track, Being Boiled.
Listen to the voice of Buddha saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your offspring boil love for some god stop you. Buddha's watching, Buddha's waiting. Orphan. There's no excuse for thoughtless slaying. People don't forget this torture. Just because you call her mother doesn't mean that she's your better.
This embracing of the emerging electronic underground in the late 70s in the UK by John Peel and his team encouraged another group from Liverpool some 6 months later to head up to Maida Vale and record a session. It was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And from that session, this is Messages. It seemed that in the late 70s, nothing escaped John Peel's watchful gaze. If something was emerging in the music scene, he was on it, and they were invited up to the studio forthwith. An example being the two-tone movement emerging from Coventry, and the Leading Lights, the Specials, were invited in 1979 to do a session. Gangsters was the song of the time, and here it is for your listening pleasure.
Bernie Rose knows don't argue!
Why? Steinway, so sick upon a Steinway, the sailors drown. See them talk and see them drown, just like cards they all fall down upon the floor. Sister of mine,
The Sublime Psychedelic Furs with Sister Europe from a John Peel session recorded in 1979. John Peel had the uncanny ability to capture a band at their peak, or at least at an interesting moment, even in the early days when they sounded quite different to what they would become more well known for. A case in point being Adam and the Ants. This is an early session from 1978, and Deutsche Girls.
Erinnere dir, locken dir deutschen Mädel. One, two, three, four.
With Deutsche Girls. Now, one of the most amazing things about the Peel sessions was at the heart of the BBC sat this man who would give exposure to the most underground, exciting music of the time, to the horror of his peers, I imagine. One such group that he really supported and championed was the Roots. It's often said by the punk movements that never trust a hippie. This was a hippie you could trust with your life. It's therefore poignant when Roots singer Malcolm Owen eventually succumbed to his heroin habit. John Peel himself felt guilty for giving him the exposure to become famous enough to support it and maybe cause his own untimely death. Now, that's not the sign of a man who really cared about the music above all else. I don't know what is. It's safe to say that the musical landscape would be completely different had it not been for Mr. Peel and the support he gave to these seminal bands. If you can hear a tear in my eye as I say this, I won't deny it. It sure meant everything to me growing up as a teenager. So let's finish with a track from the Roots, and this is called Sus. You're listening to Totally Wired. Remember, you don't have to be weird to be wired, and I will see you next time.
Bus. courage.
C'est vrai qu'en plus,